All right, 32 minutes after 8, you've got it on KHUM. Joining me here in the studio is Thomas Stratton. How are you doing?
Great, Cliff. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. So we got a big 4-H lamb barbecue that's going to be coming up at Roner Park.
And that's just one of the many things going on here in 4-H in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Yeah, for the lamb barbecue, it's nearly the 50th year it's been held here in Humboldt County, Roner Park. It is our one fundraiser that we do for the county level, and that provides a lot of different support for our 4-H program here in Humboldt County.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's the curriculum that the leaders and volunteers use to educate the youth in our community. That's some of the travel funds for the youth to go to leadership conferences. It also includes travel for me to be able to come here today. It's a very wide variety of things that this supports. And the lamb barbecue is a tasty event, I'll tell you. The youth actually are the ones that raise these animals. And then the buyers at the Humboldt County Fair auction, as well as the Redwood Acres Fair, then in turn donate back those animals to the program. And we use those animals to feed the public at this event.
Fantastic. And this is coming up on this coming Sunday, Roner Park. It's 11 till 2.
Correct. And the tickets range in price. So they're very affordable. It's $10 per ticket, but it's $35 for a family of four.
Okay, that's very affordable.
Yeah, so you have 4-H contacts out there, I'm sure, and people that you might know that are interested in 4-H. And so if you have any connection to 4-H or want to get involved and learn, this would be a great event to join in and be involved with the program through this fundraiser.
Now, this is a pretty agricultural community, so I'm sure 4-H has a big part in Humboldt County.
Yeah. Traditionally, 4-H is with agriculture, and that's through our cooperative extension program. You know, that was a mandate basically that had happened in Congress over 100 years ago, that land-grant universities from each state would then be responsible for administering a program called cooperative extension. And then subsequently, there's other programs such as master gardeners, master food preservers. Here in Humboldt County, forestry is a big thing. But then 4-H also is one of those sub-programs that we have, and that helps educate the youth in research-based sciences. And it's not only agriculture now. We have Lego projects. We have a digital media team that partnered up with our agricultural projects this year. They have the digital media team is based out of Arcata Broadhem. And what they do is they take video footage that they shoot on iPads and GoPros and other camera footage. And then they compile a video together. And that's part of their project. That's the way that they learn. And how they learn, what they learn about is about digital media and how do we construct this. They actually bought a drone this year, Cliff.
Wow.
And they're going to be using some aerial footage to compile some of their videos this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really great. So, yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, as you mentioned, 4-H is now, you know, has branched out into other areas. What other areas?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, traditionally 4-H is known as the agriculture and cooking and or sewing, some of the home economics pieces. But if you want to learn about rocketry and science or you maybe want to learn about, radio, that might be a good example, Cliff. Individuals that are involved and want to be a part of their community are able to donate their time with these youth and positive adult youth relationships. And they're able to contribute their hobby or their information. Maybe it's their livelihood, like in this case with radio mm-hmm. and you. And you're able to help them understand what radio means. So it really is dependent on who the individual is and what their hobby or their interest is. So for me, I know that I like bees and gardening. And so that's something I'm helping contribute to this year as kind of being a guest speaker to a few different clubs that are doing that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And where do you call home?
Well, I call Humboldt County home now, mm-hmm. But I'm originally from Northeast Oregon, and it's mostly a dry desert climate, definitely extreme.
Yeah, Eastern Oregon is pretty dry.
Yeah, there's 110 degree weeks, and there's also, you know, negative degrees sometimes in the winter. It just depends on how harsh it gets. But I'm definitely excited, and I have been excited over this summer for the temperate climate. Being able to have an extra long growing season, I'm not able to make pumpkins happen here like I wanted to. But I'll tell you, the lettuce season is a lot longer than what I'm used to.
Yeah, it doesn't get very hot, doesn't get very cold.
Yeah, it's just exactly kind of right.
Hovers right in there. That's pretty good. Wow, this is pretty darn good. There's a lot. What do the four H's stand for?
Yeah, so it's head, heart, hands, and health. And those branch out into different subcategories of life skills that the youth are able to learn. Confidence, being able to manage time or have time not manage them, however you'd like to see it. Being able to communicate with individuals in public speaking events, or being able to go out into the public and actually share information and educate the public. So there's different ways that we see the 4-H's, but every youth that walks away from our program should have a well-balanced understanding of what the 4-H means to them, and a pretty well-rounded personality and character.
Cool. And the Lamb Barbecue, which is coming up on Sunday, can people just walk up to this and get their tickets, or can they get them in advance, or both, or what?
Yeah, you got it. There's definitely a limit to the amount of food we have, and we only prepare for so much. But we would love to be able to supply you tickets right there at the event. But like I said, you have contacts, I have contacts. If you know anyone in 4-H, they have tickets for you to purchase. So if you would like to purchase a ticket, you can do so at the Humboldt County 4-H office, or Cooperative Extension office, which is the Ag building there in Humboldt Hill. It's 5630 South Broadway. Or you can also give us a call, 707-445-7351, and we can get you tickets there as well.
Fantastic. Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Cliff.